Okay, so, when we're talking about trying to understand end times prophecies, it's a huge topic for a lot of people,
Oh yeah, definitely.
especially when you start getting into, trying to figure out the timing of things, like the rapture. How do we actually avoid getting lost in what can feel like just endless speculation?
Yeah.
And how do we find some solid ground to stand on? Because it feels like, everyone's got a different prediction.
Yeah, it's definitely a core challenge, isn't it? I mean, sifting through all the different interpretations and trying to find a perspective that really feels rooted in the source material and that offers like a coherent framework, you know?
Exactly. And that is exactly what we're aiming for today
That's it.
in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We're going to be focusing on the work of Joseph Dumond,
Okay.
specifically his book, The Mystery of the Jewish Rapture, 2033.
All right.
And we're going to be drawing directly from the sources that you've shared. And our goal today is to really unpack his very specific take on this topic
Yeah.
and to understand the fundamental pieces of his argument.
Okay, sounds good. I think one of the things that's so fascinating about Dumond's perspective is the journey that led him to it. You know, it really shapes how he interprets scripture.
It really does.
Yeah.
He started out as a Catholic,
Okay.
and then he became very involved in genealogy and tracing his family history back through the centuries.
Interesting.
And he describes this really significant moment for him that happened back in 1980,
Okay.
where there was an earthquake
Oh, wow.
while he was reading the Book of Revelation.
Oh, my goodness.
And he talks about that as a real awakening experience that then propelled him to really explore the lost 10 tribes of Israel
Wow.
and to do it through this lens of his own ancestry research.
Interesting.
And a principle that really became central to his thinking was this idea that the
Yeah.
Bible invariably interprets itself.
You see, this is what I find so interesting about this, is that his own personal experiences, his historical curiosity about his own roots, and this, powerful spiritual event that he went through really became the lens through which he views theology. And, this idea of his own potential Israelite heritage becoming a key to unlocking prophecy is a recurring theme in his work.
Yes, and it's crucial,
It's crucial.
this personal connection to Israel
Yeah.
and these awakenings that he describes.
Right.
They weren't just, interesting biographical details for him.
Right.
They really shaped his entire theological
It's
framework.
the foundation. It's the foundation for everything else.
And as you go through his work, you'll see that link to Israel come up again and again.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to see it everywhere.
And it's really key
Yeah.
for understanding how he gets to his conclusions.
Absolutely. And that personal journey, directly informs one of his central arguments, and that is the specific timing of the rapture for Dumond. It's not just a random date he's pulled out of thin air.
Not at all.
Right.
His main argument for a rapture in 2033 hinges on what he understands to be divinely ordained sabbatical
Okay.
and jubilee cycles that are outlined in the Old Testament,
All right.
specifically in Leviticus chapter 25.
Interesting.
Okay, so now you might be wondering, how does he take these ancient cycles
Right.
as markers for future prophetic timing?
Yeah, that's a big jump. How do you get from there to there?
Exactly. So essentially, he views these cycles
Okay.
not just historically as agricultural or societal rhythms for
Right.
ancient Israel,
Yeah.
but as a prophetic calendar that God embedded
Okay.
with specific durations and patterns
Right.
that point to future events. He
Interesting.
believes that the length of these cycles
Yeah.
and their specific sequence hold a significance for understanding God's timeline,
Okay.
including the events of the end times.
So it's not just about the historical practices, but almost like a hidden timetable within the Old Testament that he believes that he's deciphered.
That's exactly it. He's
Wow.
saying that there is this hidden timetable,
Yeah.
and by correctly identifying the starting points
Okay.
and the progression of these sabbatical and jubilee cycles, you can then understand God's intended timing
Right.
for future events.
So essentially, he's created a system for us to be able to understand when things are going to happen.
Now, of course, this relies on a very particular interpretation of those passages in Leviticus.
Of course, every interpretation, relies on the interpreter, so.
And this is where Dumond's work gets really interesting,
Okay.
because he also has some pretty strong views
Yeah.
on how we typically approach and understand scripture.
Okay.
So he's offering a critique of more traditional interpretations.
So he's going against the grain a little bit here.
In some ways, yeah.
All right, interesting. Well, that's a really key aspect of his perspective for anyone trying to understand him mm-hmm. to grasp is that, you know, he challenges what he sees as mainstream Christian understandings
right.
of prophecy and the role of the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he places a very strong emphasis on the importance of direct obedience.
Okay.
To God's commandments.
Yeah.
And you can really see where his own personal research into his heritage,
mm-hmm.
you know, including ancestors that may have observed the Sabbath and things like
right,
that.
Right.
You can see where that would influence this.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that connection for sure.
He also puts a lot of emphasis on understanding Jesus's parables.
Okay.
And he doesn't see them as just these nice stories that have moral lessons.
Right.
He argues that the parables are actually crucial keys.
Okay.
For unlocking prophetic understanding.
Interesting.
He doesn't see them as intentionally obscure to most people.
Okay.
He believes that they're revealing deeper truths
uh-huh.
to those who are obedient and to those who are actively seeking a more profound understanding of God's word.
So it's like there's a hidden level of understanding within the parables.
And this is where it gets really, really interesting.
Okay, let's hear it.
He tackles that very well-known statement, no man can know the day or the hour.
Right. Yeah, everyone's heard that.
Daman sees that statement itself as a parable.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For the obedient.
So he's taking something very, very common.
Yes.
And flipping it on its head.
Well, he's saying that it's not a universal declaration.
Okay.
That the timing is absolutely unknowable.
Uh-huh.
He suggests that it's a challenge.
Okay.
That through obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And a correct understanding of scripture.
Right.
And particularly these sabbatical and jubilee cycles.
Okay.
And the patterns within the parables.
Yeah.
He believes that the day and hour can actually become discernible.
Interesting.
To those who are genuinely seeking.
Wow.
And living in accordance with God's will.
So obedience is key.
Obedience unlocks understanding.
He's making a huge connection here.
Yes. He's saying that it's not just about living a good life.
Right.
It's directly connected to being able to understand prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah, like a spiritual key.
And conversely,
hey.
He suggests that disobedience leads to continued blindness
right.
to these prophetic truths.
So if you're not following the rules, you're not going to get the answers.
Yeah, and this directly ties into his interpretation of the parable of the 10 virgins.
Okay, right.
And, you know, the 5 foolish ones being unprepared.
Right, they weren't paying attention.
Now, a cornerstone of his 2033 theory is how he links the Old Testament feasts.
Okay.
Passover,
yeah.
Pentecost, yeah. Trumpets,
uh-huh.
and so on.
Right.
To potential fulfillments in end time events.
Okay.
Now, this idea of connecting the feasts
yeah.
isn't entirely new.
Right. A lot of people have talked about this.
Right. But how does he specifically tie the rapture in 2033 to these patterns?
Well, what's interesting here is how he sort of maps the spiritual and prophetic significance of these ancient feasts onto his timeline that he derives from the sabbatical and jubilee cycles.
Okay.
You know, he sees the historical fulfillment of the spring feasts in Christ's first coming.
Right.
Like his death and resurrection around Passover, the giving of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost.
Yeah.
And he believes the fall feasts will similarly be fulfilled in Christ's second coming
okay.
and related end time events.
Right.
And so for Dumond, the year 2033 aligns with his interpretation of these cycles in a way that makes the Feast of Trumpets in that year a very significant time
yeah.
for the potential fulfillment of the rapture.
So he's looking at a convergence of these Old Testament time indicators.
That's it.
Both the cyclical patterns and the specific feast days.
Yeah.
All pointing toward the year 2033.
It all comes together
yeah.
in this beautiful system.
So essentially it's a system where these various elements of biblical prophecy, as he interprets them,
right.
come together to form a very specific timeline.
Yeah. And it's all based on his interpretation of scripture.
Right.
You know, the sabbatical and jubilee cycles provide that kind of overarching structure.
Uh-huh.
And then the Old Testament feasts
yeah.
act as specific points of potential fulfillment within that structure.
And for you, the listener, what's the value in exploring this perspective?
Yeah. Why should we care?
Even if it's different from what you might have encountered before.
Yeah.
Why is this important?
Well, even if you ultimately don't arrive at the same conclusions as Duhamond.
Yeah.
This deep dive offers you a very specific, detailed, and importantly, a perspective that is argued directly from biblical sources on a topic that often remains quite general and speculative. Uh-huh. It really encourages you to go back engage with those specific scriptural passages and consider alternative ways of interpreting them.
Yeah, it's a way to move beyond just surface level discussions about the end times.
Totally.
And to potentially have some of those aha moments as you start to see how he's connecting these different threads of scripture and historical context.
And it promotes a much more critical and in-depth examination of the Bible for you.
Yes.
Regardless of your current understanding of end times prophecy.
Okay, so just to kind of recap the core of Joseph Dumas's 2033 rapture theory as we've explored it today.
Yeah, let's summarize.
It's deeply connected to his personal journey, including his potential Israelite heritage.
Right.
And those significant spiritual awakenings that he experienced.
Yeah, those are pivotal.
The divinely ordained sabbatical and jubilee cycles found in the Old Testament are absolutely central to establishing his specific timeline.
They're the backbone of his theory.
He also offers a critique of more traditional ways of interpreting scripture, really emphasizing the importance of obedience to God's commandments.
Absolutely.
And understanding Jesus's parables is crucial for unlocking prophetic truth.
You gotta have the keys.
And finally, he sees a very significant and specific connection between the Old Testament feasts and their potential fulfillment in end time events,
right,
with the 2033 rapture being specifically tied to these patterns.
Yeah, that gives you a really good overview of the key components of his argument.
Now, Dumas's work certainly stands apart from many mainstream Christian views on eschatology, which, just to clarify.
Yeah, what is that?
Is the theological study of end times.
Okay.
And that brings us to a really thought-provoking point for you to consider.
All right.
If the timing of the rapture is tied to understanding and obedience, as Dumas argues, what implications does that have for how you approach scripture and how you live your life today?
Wow, that's deep.
It's a pretty compelling question.
It is. It really raises some important questions about the role of biblical interpretation, the significance of living in obedience to what you understand to be true.
Yeah.
And, you know, the level of certainty we can have about future events based on our engagement with scripture.
Absolutely.
So it really brings it back to us and how we're living our lives.
If you found this deep dive into Dumas's perspective intriguing.
Yeah.
And want to explore his ideas in more detail.
Uh-huh.
His book, The Mystery of the Jewish Rapture 2033.
Okay.
And his website, sightedmoon.com.
Right.
Offer much more extensive explanations.
Yeah.
Including his specific interpretations of various feasts and scriptural passages.
Right. We've just really scratched the surface here.
Yeah. This has just been an overview.
Yeah, really.
Engaging with perspectives like Dumas's.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't agree with every single conclusion, can be a really valuable exercise in deepening your own study of scripture.
For sure.
And critically evaluating long-held beliefs.
Because it forces you to go back to those original sources and really wrestle with these complex topics.
It does.
Yeah.
So regardless of where you currently stand
on
the topic of end times prophecy,
right,
we hope that this deep dive has given you some significant food for thought.
Some good stuff to chew on.
And encouraged a deeper engagement with the scriptures.
Absolutely. Always a good thing.
Thank you for taking this journey with us.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.